New York and Los Angeles were the two major centers of radio drama in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Today, Los Angeles is home to an important archive devoted to vintage radio drama and boasts three groups that produce and perform live radio drama on a regular basis. John Kalish reports.
The Lucky Strike radio program, starring Jack Benny, Barry Livingston.
At this year's convention of the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Radio Drama, Variety, and Comedy, or SPRDVAC as it's known, Jack Benny impersonator Eddie Carroll and his cohorts recreated Benny's old radio show. There was no Rochester, but the Mexican character named Cy, played by Mel Blanc, was there, as was another of the Benny regulars, Mr. Kitzel.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Mr. Kitzel, is that you? What are you doing behind the meat counter?
I'm just helping out for the holidays.
Well, that's great. Listen, I want to buy a turkey. Are they very expensive?
Expensive?
You mean they're that high?
Do you know what turkeys are selling for?
No.
80 cents a pound.
Why did you have to whisper?
Because I told the turkey he's getting 65.
We're showing them a part of show business that's gone.
Dan Hafley runs SPRDVAC's archive of old-time radio.
Just as people who recreate Civil War battles want to help preserve an understanding of what went into them, we would like people to understand what went into early radio.
The archive contains 15,000 recordings on large discs. Hafley says he never knows where he'll find the next acquisition.
One day, I got a phone call from Vincent Price, who said he was cleaning out his garage and he had some shows he wanted to get rid of. Another time, somebody else in SPRDVAC got a phone call from Cecil B. DeMille's grandson saying, I have over 200 of my grandfather's Lux Radio Theater broadcasts. Would you like them or should I throw them away?
Lux Radio Theater presented condensed versions of movies and plays in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Some of the biggest names in Hollywood appeared on the program, but some of them just couldn't cut it in front of the radio microphones. Norman Corwin worked at CBS during radio's golden age.
The radio performer was a species unto itself. The radio actor didn't have time to be introspective about what he was doing. He acted out of sheer ability to take a reading that was cold and dead 5 minutes ago and give it life. And some of the biggest programs I did were rehearsed and went on the air in a time span of 4 or 5 hours.
Corwin recalls the craft of directing live radio drama as being akin to conducting an orchestra. In fact, a live orchestra was often one of the elements in the mix, along with actors and a sound effects crew. 85-year-old Ray Erlenborn is one of the sound effects men who could do vocal effects as well as mechanical ones. During a career that spanned 40 years at CBS Radio and Television, he accumulated a garage full of sound effects gear, which includes a supply of cornstarch for creating the sound of footsteps in snow.
We used to put it in bags, but I found I can get a better sound just leaving it in the cornstarch box. And of course, it works a heck of a lot better if you have a full box, but somehow it keeps leaking out of there.
Today, fans of radio drama in L.A. can watch it performed live at the Autry Museum of Western Heritage 4 times a year. The California Artists Radio Theater, or CART, performs monthly at the historic Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood. CART is run by Peggy Weber, who played Ma Friday on the radio Dragnet. In the early 1980s, well into a successful stage and TV career, Weber began to invite other radio drama vets to her home.
I'd get scripts and I'd get all these actors together who were doing my stage shows, and we would read the radio scripts.
You just read them for the sake of reading them?
Yeah, because we loved it. You know, we were all radio actors and we loved doing it, and it was just an exercise. We were all lonely for radio.
The radio drama of old was performed without an audience, live on the air. Today, radio groups in Los Angeles record their productions before a live audience and broadcast them at a later date. L.A. Theater Works presents cutting-edge comedies and dramas with some of the biggest names in Hollywood, employing state-of-the-art digital sound effects.
That sounds like thunder! Lightning!
Lightning!
Look at it. It's gonna rain.
A recent performance of the Dust Bowl drama The Rainmaker featured members of the original Broadway cast.
We have this fabulous, fabulous wealth of talent.
Susan Albert Loewenberg is the producing director of LA Theater Works. She says big name actors find it fulfilling to act in her productions, which tend to be significant and meaty, unlike much of the fare in the golden age of radio.
There was always a little bit of a sugarcoat, a lot of melodrama in the 40s and 50s. And that's not what today's about. People are more out there. How I Learned to Drive, which we've done, about a man who's basically a child molester, would have never made it on the air in the 40s.
Many who attended the performance of The Rainmaker remember what it was like to sit in a living room listening to radio drama a half century ago. But for Edith DeLorco, watching radio drama performed in a theater is a new way of reconnecting with an old friend.
It's a different experience than sitting at home and listening to the radio because you're in touch with the live actors, and this kind of thing just transports you because you have to use your imagination a lot more, and I like that.
Modern-day radio drama will soon be available on the new satellite radio services. For those who like the older fare, thousands of vintage radio dramas are being swapped on the internet as MP3 files. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in Los Angeles.